and have a ship, a pilot, or a, it's a military title.
Who's a seaman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have a, of the ship.
Have a what?
He's in charge of the whole ship. You'd call him the...
Captain?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a man who presides over a county court.
Judge.
Okay. And what do you call a person who goes to college to study?
Student.
Mm-hmm. And a woman in an office who handles the boss's mail and makes appointments?
Secretary.
Okay.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Muskies are till we bite those children, all right.
Okay. What would you call a woman who appears in plays or movies?
What would I call a woman?
She's a
movie character.
Yeah, well, a man would be an actor and a woman.
Actress.
Okay. Your nationality is?
America.
Mm-hmm. And, do you have any words for a child born of a racially mixed marriage, black and white marriage?
Well, he's called on. Yeah, a name for a mixed marriage. I don't know. What did you call him? I see a child for mixed marriage. Half breed.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call white people who aren't very well off and they haven't had a chance for an education? And they're good for nothing, they're very lazy.
Do you have any? I'd call them misfit.
Okay.
What would you call them?
Well, do you have any?
I mean, that's about a misfit. You had all opportunities in the world, didn't take advantage of. That's all I could see. I don't know.
Okay. Somebody lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways, and he's very conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old...
Country boy.
Okay. And how would the town people refer to him? They might say, look at that old...
Look at that country boy.
Okay. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go somewhere with them, they might call to you, hey, will you be ready soon? And you might answer, I'll be with you in...
A few minutes.
Or... Same way of saying that.
Big pot.
Same way of saying in a few minutes, you might say in
just a minute.
Okay. You know that you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. And so you'd ask somebody how
do you get to a certain place?
Yeah.
What direction do you go?
You want to find out
how far it is.
Okay. Let's see. If you want to know how many times something happened, you'd say how
often does it happen?
Let's see, you might say when agreeing with somebody, okay, a friend says, I'm not going to do that, and you might say, me?
Beg pardon?
Okay, somebody says, a friend of yours might say, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, you agree with them, and mm-hmm. you might reply, well...
That's all right. I hope you read along.
Would you say, which sounds more natural? Neither am I or me neither?
I said I either. Mm-hmm. Oh, them say I need them see. I'm not either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not either. I'm not neither. Which is it? Neither either means one or the other. Neither means not one. Now which?
Which sounds more natural? Somebody said
I want neither.
Okay.
I want neither.
Okay, now the part of the face above the eyebrows?
It's all the forehead.
Mm-hmm. And you go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
Mm-hmm. And some men
grow whiskers.
Or?
Mustache.
What's the?
Beard.
Okay.